You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
I want to welcome to the air. We have Stephen Schultz, our personal injury attorney from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me.
I always love having you in. I tell you what, personal injury is it's a touchy topic for a lot of people, but it's so necessary to know that you're protected and to know that if you deserve a settlement, that you're going to be represented correctly. So I always enjoy having you on.
Thanks.
So if anybody would like to reach Stephen today, I'm going to make sure all of your information is going to be on our website at doughaldeman.com. It's doughaldeman.com. And look for Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm. So, Stephen, one of the topics that's come up recently is the word subrogation. And I have to be honest that I didn't have a clue what the word subrogation meant.
It just sounds scary.
It does sound scary, especially when it comes to injury. What is subrogation?
In the legal realm dealing with personal injury, subrogation is just a fancy legal word for reimbursement. So in my field, subrogation comes up when one of my clients is injured in an automobile crash or at work, and they have health insurance that covers their bills and their medical expenses. And subrogation is triggered when the health insurance company that has paid their bills wants money out of any settlement they get.
Okay, so even though you paid your insurance premiums on a monthly basis, they still want reimbursement if you get a settlement.
Correct, and it really depends on what type of health insurance company we're dealing with. Some health insurance carriers have a legal right off the bat to get reimbursement for any money that they've paid to treat you out of your personal injury claim. Others don't. So you're correct, though. You pay your premiums, and some health insurance companies want to get their money back for what they pay to treat you.
So some companies want the money back and some don't.
Correct.
How do you know?
I think they all do, and they all do. But whether they're legally entitled to that is another question. And all federal plans, Medicare, state plans, Medicaid, they have a statutory right to reimbursement, also known as subrogation.
How many years do they have to file a claim?
Well, they can just their claim is perpetual. You know, as long as your personal injury claim is going on, your health insurance company can claim subrogation reimbursement of any money they've paid to treat you. Most private health insurance companies, like you think of Blue Cross Blue Shield, Anthem, companies like that, they have subrogation interests and subrogation rights in certain circumstances. And what I always recommend is to review the plan contract to see if they have a right of subrogation in the plan, because it has to be actually listed in the plan documents.
Well, and those plan documents are long.
It's like a book. I actually request them a lot for clients in my cases to verify whether that subrogation interest is valid, and there'll be hundreds and hundreds of pages.
All right, so let's set a little scene. So I'm in an accident. I've gone through. It was my green light. I get hit by another driver. I'm injured. I go to the hospital. My healthcare insurer pays for my bill. But because it was the other driver's fault for running a red light, that's what we're talking about.
Right. And here's the best way to describe it. Let's say you get a settlement of $10,000 from the other driver who ran the red light.
Okay.
And then let's say that your health insurance company paid $7,000 of bills to treat you. So the hospital bill, let's say some physical therapy, and ultimately they paid $7,000. Well, if subrogation is permitted in your case, that $10,000 recovery that you get is now reduced to $3,000 because you have to pay the $7,000 back to your health insurance company.
Okay.
And you're left with a net of $3,000.
Even though we really need to get specifics here, because when you get a claim like that, some of it's for medical bills, but some of it's probably going to be some pain and suffering money. You've lost work. You've missed a lot of time with your family as you're recovering from things like that. You're going to physical therapy. Does any of that factor in? Because do you break down the bill? Like if you get that $10,000 check, do they break down how much of it's for each item?
Well, the health insurance companies certainly don't break it down. All they're looking at is what they paid out as a total, and they want that back. They don't care, you know, how much your lost wage claim is. They don't care what your pain and suffering claim is. And so that's where I step in.
Okay.
And we have to argue with these health insurance companies that their subrogation interest is just unfair, inequitable. And, you know, we're successful in doing that many times, and the health insurance companies have to take a reduction in what they're claiming.
Well, to me, that's an interesting topic because, you know, that's an area that you really, really have to be protected. If I was in that situation, I wouldn't have a clue how to defend myself against the insurance company. I wouldn't really know what my rights were.
Yeah, and here's what I always recommend to anybody, especially listeners, is if you're injured in a crash or at work, you're going to get what's called a subrogation questionnaire in the mail from your health insurance company. When you get that in the mail, that is a red flag, and you need to reach out to an attorney to discuss, you know, what your rights are, whether your health insurance company is in fact entitled to subrogation. And the only way to determine that is to have an attorney request the plan documents and examine them, and we do that all the time.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm about the topic of subrogation. So when your insurance company basically takes part of your settlement money to reimburse themselves for medical insurance. So I agree with you, Stephen, in that case, because I wouldn't know how to represent myself. I don't know that I'd know how to look through the plan documents and really understand, because like the document may say all kinds of things, you know, that are very binding, but the reality is you guys may be able to get around it.
Absolutely. And what commonly happens is the victim, the patient, my client, will fill out that document, that health insurance subrogation questionnaire document, before I get involved in the case and mail that back to the health insurance company. And in some cases, you're consenting to their subrogation interest without even knowing
if they have it out.
Correct. So you just don't want to fill out anything and mail it back to anyone until you speak to an attorney to at least get some free advice on whether or not that's in your best interest.
Well, it's like many legal situations where you've admitted some type of fault, not even intentionally. So in that case, just by filling the document out, it may obligate you to something that you can't take back.
That document comes across as such an innocuous thing, too.
Right.
It's just a basic questionnaire of, hey, what happened in your crash?
Right.
But in filling that out and providing certain information, you can really be consenting to an unequitable subrogation interest, or otherwise known as reimbursement claim.
Now, what would your advice be? Because I remember I was in a car accident, and I had the insurance company actually call me and ask me a lot of questions. And heck, I don't know if that's what that was for or not, because it wasn't my fault in the accident.
Yeah, great question. So would they ever call you to ask a question?
So I just remember this phone call could be recorded or will be recorded or something like that. Should at that point, should I say, well, just a minute.
Yeah, two things. First of all, after a crash, you normally get the call from the insurance company for the other vehicle asking for a recorded statement.
Yes.
And you never want to do that.
Okay.
Never, under any circumstances, consent to a recorded statement from another person's car insurance company. Putting that aside, occasionally health insurance companies will call out to their insureds and get a statement over the phone, but typically they want it in writing, so they'll mail out that document.
Got it.
So it happens pretty infrequently.
Okay.
But
okay.
If it does, I do recommend saying, you know, I'm not comfortable answering these questions at this moment, and then reach out to an attorney to get some advice.
Okay. That's good to know, because I probably was contacted by the other insurance company and not knowing who that was.
When, do you have any examples of people that you've helped in this situation?
Sure. You know, here's the typical circumstance where it becomes an unequitable issue, and that is where, let's say you're hit by another vehicle who has minimum Missouri liability insurance coverage of $25,000, and let's say that your injuries are pretty significant, and after it's all said and done, you have $17,000 in medical expenses. Well, it's not fair to get a $25,000 settlement and pay your health insurance company $17,000 of it and be left with $8,000.
Right.
For potentially a pain and suffering claim that's worth tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Right, because they could award, let's say it's a $25,000 coverage, but they may award $100,000. It's just you're not going to be able to collect 75 of it.
Exactly. You're limited to the insurance coverage there. There are certain circumstances where you can get more than insurance coverage if the driver has a significant amount of assets, but that's pretty rare. But ultimately...
Well, especially for somebody with the minimum coverage.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know, the professionals, the attorneys, the doctors, business owners, they have excess coverage. You know, you're never going to have an insurance coverage issue being a minimum amount with those types of professionals because they don't want you coming to seize their assets. So they're going to have adequate insurance.
Sure.
So getting back to the minimum coverage situation, in that circumstance, you know, we reach out to the health insurance companies. We will argue with them and in certain circumstances we'll sue them to get that reimbursement claim reduced or eliminated. And in many of those circumstances, they will ultimately acquiesce to our arguments, mm-hmm. and they'll take a significantly less sum as reimbursement.
Okay, so takeaways from this is if you're in that situation where you get one of those questionnaires in the mail, or if you even just need to file a personal injury claim, period, you need to make sure you're represented by the right attorney that's going to look out for your best interest and be kind of your big brother that's walking you through the process that really understands it. And Stephen Schultz, I'm going to highly recommend in that because you know, Stephen doesn't even have to really think about this stuff because he knows it so well, knows the rules. And Stephen, I'm going to make sure all your information is on our website. So if somebody wants to look at this, you know, contact you for one, but then also you have great information on your website, which I'm going to put a link on our site. Because you guys are SchultzMyers.com is your main site. And then if people go to DougHaldeman.com, which is DougHaldeman.com, they'll be able to see a link. We'll write up a little bit of stuff on subrogation and have a link to your website, and people can contact you if they need information on it, right? They can call your firm?
Anytime. And, you know, the way it works is you always speak to an attorney when you contact our firm. So if you have a question, you can always reach out to us, and we'll get an attorney to call you back if no one's in the office or unavailable at that moment in time and get your question answered. And at least you're informed at that point in time to make a decision.
Well, and if anybody wants to contact you right away, even by phone, they can call 314-444-4444. So 314-444-4444. That's a pretty easy one to remember. I like that.
Yep.
All right. So, Stephen, if you can stick around, I have some more questions for you because I'm going to ask a question that – have you ever had a relative that didn't receive competent medical care? Was it malpractice? Coming up, Stephen Schultz from Schultz & Myers Law Firm will help make that distinction. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
If you're injured in an accident or hurt on the job, who's going to look out for you? The insurance company employs adjusters and lawyers to protect them. You need someone to protect you and your family. Schultz & Myers, it's always free to talk with us. And there are no attorney's fees unless we win your case. Call us at 444-4444 or visit our website for a free case evaluation. Schultz Myers, putting you first.